From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agudet. It's Idaho Matters. Tree Fort is coming back to Boise, bringing hundreds of bands, group yoga, and stories. Lots of stories. The Story Fort section of the week-long music festival brings together local, national, and international storytellers to not only tell stories, but talk about how to tell stories. Boise State Public Radio is hosting our own Story Fort event with reporters Troy Oppie, who also hosts All Things Considered, and reporter Julie Licata. They sat down with Jim Agudet and Story Fort's co-director Sam Berman to talk more about the upcoming event. Let's take a listen.
So, Sam, let's start with you. Okay, for anybody who may be new to Tree Fort, what is Story Fort?
What is Story Fort? That's a great question. Story Fort is storytelling adjacent to the festival. We have, like you said, writers, some of the best writers in the world coming out here to be a part of this. Some of it's literary. Some of it is more of that moth storytelling thing I think your listeners would be familiar with. And really what it is bringing that literary arm to what already is a festival, as you described, that has many arms kind of thing. Mm. So that's really our focus, is exactly what you said, storytelling, whether it's literature, free form, off the cuff, comedy. Sometimes we have some overlap there with Combi Fort. Some stories can be literary and funny. and that's really what our mission is just to bring these events to the festival. And what's really special about Story Fort is all of our events are free to the public, which is something I think everyone would be interested in knowing. You guys can come out to those events. You don't need the 3-day music band pass. If the music's a little too loud for you, come and we'll turn it down a couple decimals, but we can get pretty loud too.
So, Troy and Julie, let me bring you into the conversation, because both of you are coming to Story Fort this year, as I mentioned, as part of the first annual Eco Jam. So, Troy, what are you most looking forward to about this, in particular, this new part of Story Fort Eco Jam?
Yeah, we're forging a new path here, it would seem, and Sam can jump in and correct me, I'm sure. But you know, this is a group of nonprofits, community organizations that get a few minutes to talk to people about exactly what it is that we do and how we do it and why we think it's important. And so, you know, for us, for Julie and I, we work in relative isolation, I think. You know, I'm in an empty studio for 3 hours each afternoon talking to a lot of people that I never get to see face to face. And so, you know, how we do what we do, I think, is what I'm interested to share. Julie?
Yeah, I would agree as well. This is my first Story Fort. It's my first Tree Fort as a new Idaho resident. So selfishly, I'm looking forward to, you know, meeting the community and kind of accelerating what I've been doing for almost a year, which is understanding what's happening in Idaho. And so I think this is going to be a great conversation, because we'll get to discuss what we do every day. And I think that's a little mysterious to some folks. Mm-hmm. And also we'll get some feedback and understand perhaps better how people perceive us and how we can, and, you know, do our job.
Yeah. So Sam, as we said, Troy and Julie, Boise State Public Radio, are going to partake part of Eco Jam. So explain what this is, but also why you decided to add this new element.
Yeah, well, a little bit was out of my own. I needed to keep myself sane during it. And we had all of these ties to all of these amazing groups. And everyone at these groups is so passionate. And they were some of the earliest people to reach out when I was named the director, and I could tell how excited they were about everything. And in my first year, I was a little reticent to go, yeah, everyone will get a time slot as usual. I wanted to bring something like a little bit new to it. So something that I've been like so amazed by and like is making me very excited for the Eco Jam event is how all of these different groups, whether it's, you know, the salmon fishermen people or the people that are coming to talk about politics in the state and all, everyone's so excited to meet the festival where it's at this year. And when I sat down with my team, me, my co-director, Joe, our whole team, we were like, how can we bring what these people do to the festival, but also how can we have it kind of meet where the festival is at and the energy the festival brings? And we go, well, why don't we just, it came to us pretty easily. Let's put them all in one event and let's get one of the funniest eco-friendly comedians that I know, this young man named Eric Strubar, who's part of a comedy collective called Wormhole. They're going to be hosting it. And the pieces just started falling together. And to all these groups' credits, everyone was very excited about the idea of like, so we're getting on stage. And I go, yeah, just, you got 15 minutes. Tell the people out in the world what you would want them to hear. It kind of feels a little bit like a radio interview, something you'd be familiar with. How can you introduce people and tell them where to find you and teach them something about, you know, what you guys do and who you are. But, you know, let's meet the festival where it's at. Quick time blocks, a lot of action, really fun. I think it's going to be a totally awesome event. It went from something I was a little hesitant about to I think it could be one of the best events we do this year.
So as Troy and Julie, as you guys mentioned, the event you're a part of and what it's going to be billed as is a quote, a peek behind the curtain. And I think Troy, you made up, you brought up a good point, right? That it is kind of mysterious what we do, even though I think when you've been in this industry for as long as we have, it's so, you know, natural. It's your job. It doesn't seem mysterious. It doesn't, you know, you would think that everyone knows what we do, but that's really not the case. So what are you hoping, you know, to tell people that you think, you know, most people are surprised by when you tell them, you know, when you give them that peek behind the curtain?
Well, for every, you know, 90-second radio story that listeners might hear each morning or in the afternoon, you're probably talking about a full day's amount of work. You're talking 6 hours or more, depending on how much research needs to go into that story. I think, Julie, you and I both know that sometimes you get to that 4 and 5 hour mark in researching a story and you realize, well, this isn't going to go anywhere. I can't get the voices that I need on tape. I can't get the relative expertise to tell this story. And that's just that.
I don't know what you're talking about. That never happens to me, Troy, personally. No, I will say that is something that I'm looking forward to, just discussing the day-to-day operation. Mm-hmm. What I'm looking forward to the most, I guess, is discussing the minutiae that goes behind the decisions that we make.
Right.
And I think people might be surprised at the amount of time that we spend discussing the use of a word
right.
or a sentence structure. And obviously we operate under certain limitations, like you're saying. I would personally like to write a 10,000 word essay on everything that I've been reporting on, but I can't. We have a minute. And so how we decide what content to put out, how to discuss it, how people are going to understand it,
right.
those are the things that I get really jazzed up about this work. And I'm hoping we can make it interesting to others as well.
Writing for the ear as opposed to writing mm-hmm. for the eye is completely totally. Different. And beyond all that, I think when you start to get in this relative of, okay, let's start talking about the work that nonprofits are doing and the messaging and how we might be covering that, and you think about everything to me is kind of an economic story, right? And mm-hmm. what's happened just in the last 4 days with Silicon Valley Bank and telling that story, and how does that relate to the work that nonprofits do or sustainable markets and all that mm-hmm. kind of stuff? It's all interconnected. So I'm mm-hmm. planning to talk a little bit about that too, and just the approach to covering that and how you evaluate, okay, whose message is coming to the forefront here.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to need to hear that event. Like I told you, I was driving across the country. I feel like I missed that 48-hour news cycle around that entire thing. We got back to Boise, and I learned that a bank had crashed in Silicon Valley, and Everything Everywhere All at Once had won the Academy Award for Best Picture. That's all I knew coming out of that road trip. So I look forward to hearing you talk about that.
Well, and I'm jealous that you got 48 hours out of the news cycle, Sam.
It's a rare thing, yeah.
Well, and I have to say, I mean, Troy, when you talk about the research, right, I was just going to bring up the Silicon Valley Bank collapse, because if people want to know what I've been doing with my free time for the last 48 hours, reading as much as possible mm-hmm. about a bank collapse and how it happens and the history behind it.
Right.
Right. I mean, that's what I think sometimes people don't realize, is that it's like all of a sudden we have to have so much knowledge behind something so that we can do our jobs to the best of our ability.
Right. And that takes time.
Yeah, I think that's... So, I'm sorry. I think
no,
that's...
No, go ahead, Julie.
I was going to say that's what drew me to journalism. Obviously, there's the mission and public service, et cetera, but it's also, I want to learn stuff and I'm super curious. And so every day I show up and I'm like, I guess I'll learn about Idaho's next state dinosaur. Okay, let's talk to some paleontologists. And I think that's what we want to share at EcoJam is how cool our jobs are.
Yeah.
I've always said I'd probably be the biggest gossip if I wasn't a journalist because I want to know all the information. So, Sam, before I let all of you go, along with Troy and Julie, can you give us a preview of a few more folks who are going to be part of Story for It this year?
Well, let me first, 1:30 at the Idaho State Museum. They have been amazing to us over there. That event starts 1:30 on Wednesday. Wednesday the 22nd, the Eco Jam begins, 1:30 p.m. What else am I really looking forward to? We have all these amazing writers coming from both coasts. If you check the treefortmusicfest.com, you go to the schedule, you can see all the forts lineup. I'm very excited to see Bud Smith and Kevin Maloney in conversation, two writers I have a lot of time for. I mean, for my money, Bud Smith is one of the most exciting writers in the entire world right now, writing short fiction. I'm very excited for our DIY zine workshop that's going to close out the festival that a member of our team's been working really hard on. Poetry and Mimosas at Ocho's Sunday morning. That's always a nice way to also kind of close out the festival. Just go through, click on the writers. I mean, I think Tree Fort, when they sat me down at first, it is a festival about exploration. So if you have 20 minutes, an hour, 20 hours, if you're stuck in a car ride for 24 hours out of a news cycle, load up the website before and just start picking out names and looking people up. It's how you'll find new bands you want to hear, new writers, new yoga teachers, new types of beer. If you're going to Ale Fort, there are things I'm excited about. I'm really excited for people to come and discover all of these artists, all of these collectives, all of these groups. And just giving other people time on the stage to do their thing. I like listening as much as I like talking, maybe even more, depending on the day. I can't wait. I'm so excited.
That was Jemma Gaudette speaking with Troy Oppy, host of All Things Considered, Boise State Public Radio News reporter Julie Laqueta, and Story Fort's co-director Sam Berman. Troy and Julie will be at the first annual Eco Jam at Story Fort on March 22nd at 1:30. At the Idaho State Museum. I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Gaudette. It's Idaho Matters.
Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Chip Brantley, co-host of the NPR podcast White Lies. Before we found the man in Vancouver, before we sued the State Department, before we snuck into the graveyard of a federal penitentiary, all we had were the photographs. Photographs of a group of Cuban men standing on the roof of a prison in rural Alabama. That's this season on the NPR podcast, White Lies.